everybody's making a big fuss over this trailer that was used in Walking Dead, which I haven't watched. Sunday Spanish is out at LBC for Drinking Dead.
Yes.
And did you watch the episode?
I did watch the episode.
Don't spoil it, because I didn't watch it yet.
Okay.
I mean, nothing really.
Right.
Let me guess. They fought back against Negan.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it's. I can tell you this, without spoiling anything, all of last, the beginning of this season,
yeah,
really is starting to come together in this last half of the season.
Okay, so I will watch it. And there was a trailer that was, that they shot a scene in front of. Did they use the trailer, or was it just a scene?
They did not use the trailer. It was just a scene in front of the trailer, but I can tell you that it was a very pivotal scene.
Okay. And somebody spotted that trailer seems to be the same trailer that was one time used in Smokey and the Bandit, and everybody's making a big crazy thing about it. I mean, they probably just found it on a back lot somewhere.
You gotta imagine.
Yeah, I don't think not, any connection.
I mean, when you're saying trailer, like an RV type thing?
Like a tractor trailer, like that a trucker would pull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a scene that is painted on a scene that is like a cowboy with horses, and they're making it look like that there's some sort of connection between this and Smokey and the Bandit, the movie that I've never seen.
Mm.
And other than more than a coincidence, I mean, good eye by whoever spotted it.
Right.
You know, somebody was like paying attention. But the truth is, I doubt it has any significance.
It couldn't have any significance. No. But I haven't seen the movie either. But it was such a nothing, like the trailer played such a nothing part in the whole scene.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, but it is good. And if you do come out to Drinking Dead, you will get yelled at.
I never come out.
Kelly will yell at you. It is fantastic.
Why?
She takes the drinking part very seriously. Oh. So she pays attention more than anybody. And she was yelling in my face last Sunday, telling me to drink.
I know. I worry about you too.
Why?
Because she was driving home.
Kelly is driving home.
She's taking the drinking very seriously.
She's taking the game seriously. I'm doing the drinking. She's taking the game part seriously. Because, I like to mingle. I like to talk, get on the microphone,
mm-hmm.
where she will yell at me from across the bar to get wasted.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll make
Don't,
sure.
Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Smokey and the Bandit, the best. The Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
Eastbound and Down. Loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Love that song.
Now, is he in the movie?
Yeah. He is following bandits in front of him.
Right.
And bandits going to check out any Smokies or anything like that, and he's hauling the beer. They got to get
Oh,
the
that's his job is yeah. to check for Smokies?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's out front.
I never understood the movie. I did see that. I did see Rubber Ducky. What's Convoy?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that, man, I remember the 70s when everybody had CBs in their house. People used to talk to each other.
Oh,
that was chat rooms before chat rooms.
Right.
Brigo 19.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a CB handle?
No, I don't remember. I probably did. I don't remember. We had CB. We had a CB and we used to play with it all the time.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Wait a second. What was my handle? I forgot. Oh, I know. Hot Shot.
Hot Shot?
Hot Shot.
I like it.
Yep. And then all the girls were Sugar Bear because that Elton John song came out.
So funny. As soon as you said it, I think I remember what my... Because I thought this was the coolest name when I was a kid.
Cooler than Hot Shot?
And I used to have a... it was a Daredevil doll. It wasn't Evel Knievel, but it was like a Daredevil.
Oh, you had poor Evel Knievel.
Well, I guess, whatever. But it was the one where you could throw him up in the air and he had the parachute.
You sure that wasn't Steve Austin?
And then he had a... No, because you could also put him on a motorcycle. And he could go
okay.
and do other stuff. But I thought Slick was the coolest.
Whoa, what up, Slick?
Yeah. So his name was Slick. I'm pretty sure that's what I used.
You named that guy or his name was already Slick?
No, I named him Slick.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm pretty sure my CB handle was Slick.
Oh,
Slick
man.
Coming at you. You got your ears on?
Brigo 19, this is Hot Shot. Go ahead, Slick. I got you.
Hey, Slick. I'm...
Come at me, Slick.
I'm confused.
You're like a caller.
Yeah.
You don't even know your own name.
What? You just said come at me, Slick.
Do you remember that? Do you remember any of the sign, like the, I don't know, I don't even know what they're called. Like, what's your 20?
Yeah, 20 is where are you?
Right.
Breaker 19, I believe, is that police? Is
no,
that
that's
police
channel
band?
19.
That's what that means?
Yeah, Breaker 19, Breaker 17, Breaker, it's just whatever your channel is.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is the police?
I don't know.
Help.
Smokey. Smokey. Smoker.
Smokey Smokerson.
I don't know. What do you mean, what is it? Do they have their own channel? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I thought there was something, I don't know. Oh, here we go, list of CB slang.
All right, give me the slang. I'll see if I can tell you what it is.
Checkpoint, Charlie.
I don't know. Isn't that like, what's your 20?
No.
Oh. Checkpoint Charlie means what? Where is there a Vietnamese guy?
That is a police checkpoint place to look for intoxicated drivers.
Oh, okay.
Checkpoint DUI Charlie. Checkpoint kind of thing.
Brick and I, we got Checkpoint Charlie up here at State Road 54 in Little Road.
Hey, Hotshot, we got Evil Knievel coming at you.
Oh, you're not Evil Knievel.
Yep, there's an Evil Knievel.
Oh. It's a sign?
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, we got an Evil Knievel coming at me.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Dangerous motorcycle.
No.
I would say a motorcycle rider, though.
What kind, though?
Harley Davidson.
No.
Oh, what?
Be careful of your speed. You got an Evil Knievel.
You got a speeding motorcycle.
No, motorcycle cop.
It's
a cop on a motorcycle.
Okay.
Well, a lot of these are a lot about police, are these ones.
That would fool
Let me.
Let me
see what some of the other ones.
I'd act tough on the thing. I'd go, you got it. Thank you for the heads up, Slick. And I'd go, what's
an Evil Knievel? Hotshot, you got a bulldog coming up behind you?
Thank you. Thank you. Over and out. A bulldog behind me means a cop who's running my plate.
No.
Tractor trailer coming up on you.
What kind?
A
Mac.
Yes. Yeah. Bulldog is a Mac.
Okay, now we're getting the hang of this.
There you go. All right. Let's see. I'll give you the category of what it is.
Okay.
So these are destinations.
Okay.
Okay. You can go by Cowtown.
I'm headed by the farm. Headed to.
It's a specific place in the United States.
Cowtown is. I don't. It's Minnesota.
No.
In St. Paul.
I'll even tell you. It's actually a. It's a city right here in Florida.
DeLand.
No.
Land of Lakes.
Good one. No.
No.
Tallahassee.
No.
Okeechobee. It's Cowtown.
Cowtown?
Yeah.
I was unaware of that.
We're going to go straight through all night to the Big D.
Dallas?
Dallas.
Oh, Big
D. Dallas, yeah. What do you say you stop by Pizza and Murder?
Pizza and Murder?
New
York. Pizza and Murder. Close.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Pizza and Murder. let's stop by and say hey to Billy in Taco Town.
San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio.
I was going to say the Alamo.
I like that.
In Taco Town.
Let's see. So, I'm going to need you to 10-9 that.
10-9 to repeat that.
Yes, repeat it.
10-9.
Yep, 10-9.
10-9.
Let's see.
This is fun. Yeah. I want to go get a CB now.
everybody hurry up and help me out. We got a 10-33.
It's a flat tire.
Fire.
No.
Fire.
Fire, right?
Well, actually, you're both kind of right on
is
that one.
Vehicle down?
It's an emergency situation.
Okay. 10-33.
Yeah.
We need to remember that. That's a good code. Yeah. Spanish, what's going on in the hall? We got
10-33. Stay clear.
Yep.
I just drank 4 Mountain Dews. I'm going to go ahead and take a 10-100.
You got
to
pee?
Bathroom break?
Pull over and pee?
Take a little bathroom break on that one.
You lay down because you have so much caffeine in your system.
Be careful out there. I just saw an angry kangaroo.
Angry kangaroo?
Nope.
Lot lizard.
Mad hopper.
Nope.
Hold on. I got to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
A mad hopper. Angry kangaroo.
I'll tell you.
Bouncing.
It makes no sense to me.
Australian. What?
Australian.
Angry kangaroo is a truck with one or both of its headlights out.
Oh.
Angry kangaroo. I wonder why that would be that. All right.
You may want to get off the road. We got some bear bait.
Oh. That's roadkill.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
Really?
No.
Deer. So deer's on the road.
Nope.
Bear bait. The road. What do bears eat? Honey.
Salmon. There's a
Speed
lot of
trap.
Salmon in the road.
There's no logic to this.
Oh, no.
There is. We're just not getting it.
No, there is
We're
no
not
logic.
Truckers.
There's no logic.
You don't know
to
what angry kangaroo is?
Angry kangaroo is a truck with one or both
right,
of its headlights
there's
out.
There's got to be a reason for that. It's an angry kangaroo.
Well,
does it punch both your lights out? I like that.
Oh, man.
A kangaroo punch both your lights out.
I like it.
That's pretty good.
I'm telling you, I got a little trucker in me.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Bear bait is an erratic or speeding driver.
Oh, all right. I don't like that one.
Yeah. Let's see.
This is making me long for the open road.
Yeah. I got to stop in and get some go-go juice.
Coffee. Go-go juice, yeah.
Nope.
That's Mountain Dew.
Red Bull.
Nope.
Those little caffeine pills you buy at gas stations.
Nope.
That stuff that Michael Jackson used to give the kids.
Nope.
Cocaine.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You use it for your car or truck.
Oh,
gas.
Oil.
Yeah, gas or diesel fuel.
Carmen's got a one-track mind.
Let's see. Ooh, watch out up ahead. We got a Kojak with Kodak.
A cop with a taking pictures. Radar. Cop, yep, with radar.
Cop with radar.
Kojak, yep, with Kodak.
Kojak with Kodak. All right. Be careful right in front of you. You got a fighter pilot.
That's a helicopter. Nope. Speed by ticket by air.
Nope.
Fighter pilot.
Oh, God. I love this next one I'm going to give you.
Wait. Fighter pilot is... I don't know.
Tom Cruise.
It's a driver who constantly changes lanes. Yes. CBs were pointing out Tom Cruise.
to each other just in case.
By the way, that would be a Maverick.
Any, you got your ears on out there? Who wants to stop by the Pickle Park?
The Pickle Park?
Pickle, yeah, Park. Is that like a Flying J?
The Pickle Park is where the gay guys hang out. It's a gay trailer park.
Well, basically, it's a rest area.
The mangroves.
Oh, the Pickle Park.
Stop by the Pickle Park.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to get their pickle done?
Let's see. Ooh, anybody see that seat cover out there?
Seat cover?
Yeah.
Seat cover.
That was a fine looking seat cover.
It's a chick.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
An attractive woman in a vehicle.
Yep. A seat cover.
Especially one who is scantily clad.
Ooh.
Bobby, you're a current trucker now?
Yeah.
10-4, Bobby. You still using the CB?
Yeah, 10-4, come on.
Give Bobby one, see if he knows.
Bobby, we got a guy out here sandbagging.
Sandbagging? Dragging, yeah, his seat?
No, no. Mm. Sandbagging is listening to a CB conversation without participating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those are different than what we used to use.
What do you use now?
Well, like Chicago was always the Windy City or Chi-Town.
Well, they had that as well. They had Windy City or
Pizza and Murder.
Pizza and Murder, which is great.
Yeah, that's even better because that pretty much sums it up.
All right, well, what do you use like on a regular basis?
Pretty much, like instead of breaker, it's brake 19, brake 19. I don't know, like the Evil Knievel, the County Mountie, the Chicken Coop, which Chicken Coop, you know, is the way station.
You still use those?
Yeah.
What if you went by and the way station was closed and you're trying to let the other guys know the breaker 19 coop's closed on 54?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a clear shot past that coop. Come on.
Come on. Come on. You had me. You lost me until you came back with the come on. Then I knew you were legit.
Yeah. You always got to throw that come on in there.
What are you hauling?
I haul pretty much refrigerated produce.
You know, a lot of bugs there, a lot of varmints, a lot of rats.
Keep on shaking it till it gets there.
Yeah. You ever,
time to stop.
You ever driving one of them turkey hearse?
One of them chicken trucks come in?
What's a turkey hearse?
Turkey hearse is a truck that frozen turkey or chicken.
Turkey hearse?
Yeah.
I love it. How do you say goodbye? How do you sign off?
Out.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. All right. I'll throw it in. All right. Thank you, Bobby. We out. Come on.
Yeah. I like it.
Justin, Breaker 16. Justin, you're on the Mike Calth Show.
Breaker 16. We got some gator on the road at my mile marker 52.
Literal gator, or does that mean something?
Shredded tires.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Avoid the gator.
Breaker over and out.
All right.
Over and out.
Out. Come on. I like a little come on action at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I like this. I'm going to be a little bit late. Got stuck in the turtle race.
That's slow drivers.
Yeah, it's slowed down. It's a speed zone. It's slower than 45 miles per hour.
Yeah, slow driving.
Yeah.
Slow driving in the turtle race.
I wish I was going double nickels.
Me too, 55.
55, yeah, that's right.
55, Derek Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I was doing a DB down the highway, but I'm stuck here in this turtle race.
Come on back at me, hotshot. You going to stop at the choke and puke?
Choke and puke?
Yeah.
As soon as I finish up here in the pickle park.
You get hungry after the pickle park.
Yeah.
Choke and puke is a truck stop restaurant, especially in Washington.
A lot of swallowing in the pickle park, but never get full.
For his less than quality food.
The choke and puke.
Yeah.
I'll see you over there. Meet you at the showers of the Flying J.
All right.
Man, we'd be good truckers.
Yep.
Let's get a CB in here.
I don't know, use a 100,000-watt FM radio station.
Yeah, but you can't. I want to talk to. I want to break a one on. I remember when we were kids, there would be truckers having conversations on the CB. Yeah, I was hauling out, blah, 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 and we'd be like, break a 1.7. They'd be like, hot shot, move the channel 2.3. Kid, got some kiddies invading their channel over here. Yeah, the kids were assigned to get everybody out.
Yeah. I bet before the internet that was used to get.
Oh, yeah, gay hookups. Yeah.
No, or kids. They'd be like, anybody got their ears on out there?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Hey, what's your 20?
Yeah, because you can't find it. You can't find that guy, right? Yeah.
Candy cane.
Come by, do a little pickle park.
Pickle. What's your name? What's your name, little boy?
Slick.
Choke and puke.
Slick. Don't tell anybody, but I'm Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? You stop by my house?
Yeah. My address, meet me at the pickle park.
My address is 123 bug off.
Oh, Carmen. I bet I could still get you on a CB if I get everything out.
By the way.
Come in the next day and be like, I talked to aliens.
Can I point out that, remember Nextel, the
yeah.
And then you would talk? That was the advanced CB.
CB, best of my show.
Loved it. Loved
best.
It.
Yeah. That was my first phone.
There's an app that you can use that you can still do that with.
It was me, my brother, Pete, my cousin Sal. We all had them. It was a nice chain, a group of guys. The problem was, is that
I know exactly what the problem was.
Yeah, we go to the lunch, and I'd be like, "Hey, I got to run to the bank real quick." And the minute I got in the bank and it was quiet, they'd get on the next one. I'd be like, "I love boobies!" or scream on my phone.
There is only two ways you would talk to somebody else. It was this. It was two things. It was either, "Yo," you just do that as loud as you could, or "I'm gay!"
Yeah,
scream it as loud as you could so everybody would look.
Or,
rude.
Well, like, parents could send you an alert if you didn't answer your phone.
That chirp thing.
It would go until you answered. Yeah, and then so if you shut it off, they knew, and that's how they knew.
Why did they take that away?
I know, that was
the best. Nextel was the best.
They still have it. A lot of construction guys and all those guys will have it.
I want an Nextel back.
Yeah. There's an app on your phone that you can do it.
I know, because it records and then it sends. Might as well just send a recorded text message.
No, it's super fast. I've used it before, and it's the same. It makes the chirping noise, and you talk into it, and it's like 1 second delay because I did it with me and my wife's phone in the same room. The other thing I remember exactly where I was, what it was. The first time I ever got a text message.
Oh, man.
It was on a flip phone.
I remember realizing and I could send text messages.
I was like, what is this? I don't even understand.
And
I just sent back, what? I was like, I didn't know.
You mean you sent back 999 to
yeah, right.
W there.
Oh, that was the worst.
Yes. Man, I'm going to look in the next. I want to get Nextels. I could probably
buy Nextel's still a thing?
I don't know. But I could probably buy Nextels for $5.
Yeah.
Throw them on a program. I just want to be able to be like, Spanish!
Yeah.
At all times of the day.
Oh, no.
Get in here!
Yeah.
Moose! Oh, it'd be fun.